morning, everybody. This is Pete Old Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news. Seattle's talk. We are going to have a great discussion. This could be a downer, but we're going to make it an upper. Because here's the thing, guys. I've had personal experiences and stories around my parents both getting older. My father, rest his soul, has passed away. My mother now is in a nursing home. And, you know, the thing about it is, guys, as we all know, you probably heard this from your parents, there's only two things that are for sure in this world, and that's death and taxes. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in, you can't escape this. You have to deal with it. And so we're going to have a healthy discussion here. I've got two experts. One is Kirk Vokes from Windermere Real Estate. Kirk, good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Pete. Great to be here.
And he's going to talk about the downsizing aspect, which I just went through this last weekend with my mom and my sisters at her house. And we'll discuss all that, tell a story. And then we have Kelly Hodson from Golden Heritage Financial. Kelly, good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
And Kelly, he in the backside of this thing, he's going to talk about reverse mortgages. So we've got Kirk's going to be here to talk about, hey, you're thinking about, you're done with this whole thing. You want to move into independent living or wherever you're going. You just want to get out of your house. You're ready to go. Kirk's got some great seminars. We'll talk all about that. And then Kelly is here in that I don't want to leave my home, but I need some of that income from the equity in the house. So I'm going to do a reverse mortgage, which we did with my father. So I've been on both sides of the fence on this one. And this is good. And this is the discussion, guys, we have to have. So we're going to dive right in with Kirk here. So let's start, Kirk, with describe the situation and maybe the mindset that the person is in, that like why they'd want to come to your seminar.
Well, Pete, typically the person or persons that attend my seminars have already given some thought to the downsizing process. And what's cropped up is maybe there's been some health issues or some financial issues. Those are typically a couple of the most important things that would compel them to attend a seminar.
Okay. So they're at a point where they're looking around their house and going, I can't take it anymore. I gotta go somewhere different. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yes. So many homes here in Western Washington are not set up for a senior to exist, particularly by themselves. So particularly stairs, very narrow hallways and doorways, kitchens that are not conducive to using a walker or being in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And plus, they're very, very expensive to maintain anymore.
Okay. So, maybe a big piece of property. They've got to do the outside stuff. They've got to do the inside stuff. And I guess, I don't know what the statistics are now, but even in the bathroom area, that's the highest rate of injury, right?
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
So now you got to retrofit it with grab. I did do that for my father. Grab bars, change the shower out. There's a lot of stuff. And at some point in time, they're going, no. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So you're taking them through this process then, and they're ready to go. So you have a seminar that you do. Right?
I do, yes.
Okay, and how do they, first of all, how in the heck do they find out about this seminar?
Well, there's a couple of things I do. I advertise in a little senior newspaper that is distributed throughout King County called Northwest Primetime. I advertise in that monthly.
Okay.
And that'll tell people where that month's seminar is. Okay. And then I send to direct mail to folks that have been in their homes 35 years or more, letting them know that the seminar is in their neighborhood. So okay. I will send to the zip codes that typically are near the location I'm doing the seminar.
Okay. If you just joined us, this is Pete with Old Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We're having a good discussion about downsizing and then eventually reverse mortgages here with Kirk Vokes and with Kelly Hodson. We'll give you their phone numbers in a second. I'm going to ask you a question, Kirk, about like how do you determine they're in their home for 35 years, but I want to back up a little bit because you're with Windermere Real Estate, right?
Correct.
So how in the heck did you get this idea of helping this population out? Because there's a lot of realtors out there, but why this for you?
Well, that's a great question. So 4 years ago, my mother went in for a fairly standard shoulder scan. It felt like arthritis, and she thought she'd go in and it'd be a pretty simple fix. Went in, and after some tests, they determined that she had lung cancer.
Mm.
The next step is a biopsy in that process. During the biopsy, she had a stroke and was sent on an ambulance down from Skagit County to Virginia Mason there on First Hill.
Okay.
So being an only child, I was basically responsible for her care and a lot of decision-making. And so the whole odyssey went on for 6 months as far as where she was going to live, who was going to look after her. And it was quite an eye-opening experience. So we got her squared away after 6 months, but during that period of time, she was in and out of rehab, assisted living, short-term care, and it was really confusing and frustrating for my wife and I. So I decided at that point, I'd already been a realtor for 9 years, and I decided at that point I was going to, for lack of a better term, shout it from the mountaintops to people to be prepared for when this kind of thing happens to your parents.
Yeah.
Because it's frustrating and confusing.
And how many years ago was this?
4 years ago.
Okay, so not too long. But even back then, there still isn't the information that we have now, too. You're probably out there on your own, right?
To some degree, yes.
Yeah, it was hard. And I'm sure you and your wife went through the option of, well, maybe we should bring her home in our house. But did you have a home that would be set up with your mom?
Well, our home would have been fine if we were there all day, but okay. We both work full time.
So that was the limiting factor. So there was no way you could really take care of her. So she did have to go to a facility then.
Correct.
Okay. So this is either whether, guys, think about this in Kirk's story, and I'll tell mine here in just a second, but this is a situation where you have to deal with the cold hard facts, and you may be living in a house that's two or three stories, and really it's not even conducive to bring them home to take care of them, or then you're working all the time. In my mom's case, just quickly before we wrap this segment up, last October, she was driving healthy, visiting her friends, but she got spinal stenosis, fell down in November. Basically, we had to bring her down to California, and she had the back surgery. She was doing okay, moving her legs, and then she fell out of bed a couple times, and that stopped that. So now she's a paraplegic in a wheelchair. Has to do a Hoyer lift out of a bed, and now she's getting dementia. This all happened within about 5 or 6 months. So, I mean, fortunately, I'm not the only child. There's five of us. So, but still, you're dealing with all these decisions. And then when I come back, I'm going to talk to you guys about we're cleaning out one of her houses, and I'm telling you, this is not a trivial task. So I want to ask Kirk about some of the things that he covers in the seminar. So with that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion with Kirk Vokes of Windermere Real Estate. He is specializing in downsizing and we're going to talk about the services he provides just to get to the point where he can help sell the home and things like that. If you are in this situation, either you're an elderly person in this situation or you're a baby boomer child and you're trying to help your elderly mom or dad and mom and dad, I would give him a call. You can reach him directly. This is his direct line, 206-850-4570. It's 206-850-4570. If you don't have a pen and paper, go get one because I'm going to give it again so you can write that down and talk to Kirk directly. All right, so I'm going to finish up my story on my mom just to make it quick, and then it leads into a question I have for Kirk. So we had this situation. My mom, through all of this, she was moving from her home in Olympia to Panorama City, which is a big, as you probably know, it's a big retirement community down there. It's a nice one. But she was only there from July to October, and then this all happened. So now we have two homes. We have a whole bunch of stuff in the original home and a whole bunch of stuff in this other home. So this weekend, I flew in, and my sisters were there, and Friday through Sunday, it was unbelievable. If you guys are elderly, I'm not trying to knock you or nothing, but if you're post-depression, you probably have, or like my mom, I pulled out 5 bags of stir straws and 4 bags of bobby pins and 300 empty jewelry boxes. I mean, all this stuff. And you start going through this, and, you know, let alone all of the sentimental stuff and the diaries and the pictures, things that, you know, records that you want to keep. Like, I found out that my father was not born in 1934. He was born in 1933, which we never knew, you know, because I found his original birth certificate. But, so, Kirk, that leads to really the whole thing of, okay, if you're thinking about this, what do you talk about in your seminar?
Well, Pete, the name of the seminar is The Senior's Guide to Eating an Elephant, Downsizing from Your Longtime Family Home, One Bite at a Time.
That's a good title.
So I've basically reduced it to 5 bites, so to speak. First bite is understanding your market statistics, your real estate market statistics.
Okay.
And we go through the numbers and talk about where the market has been and where the market is today. Okay. Second bite is the folks that you need to engage.
Okay.
People you need to have conversations with.
One thing, I want to go back though. The first bite you talked about, Marcus, why do you do market statistics? Why is that important to them?
Because they want to know. They want to understand.
Like what their house is worth?
Yeah. Well, it's a general market statement as to where the market was, particularly since 10 years ago, things were very tough.
Yeah.
Homes were worth a lot less. So I hand out 3 pages of statistics. The first page talks about the inventory situation here in the Puget Sound area, which is now being driven by international investment.
Yeah. And we're the new San Francisco.
We certainly are. Yep. And secondly, the incredible hiring in the high-tech sector.
Yeah.
Between those two, it's really created a lack of sellable inventory for people coming into town.
Yeah.
And that is having a tremendous effect on home prices.
Yeah. In a good way for you guys that own them.
In a good way for sellers.
Yeah.
And it can be a tough way for buyers.
Yeah. So then, okay, so that's point number one. So point number two is?
Point number two is the people that should be involved, the folks that you need to engage before they really get down the road in this process. Number one is your family. Yeah. Find out if we can get some help from them.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two is this is a wonderful time to engage an elder law attorney and get all the right documentation in place for this move.
So this is it just related to the move with the elder attorney, or are you talking about trusts and wills?
I am talking about trusts and wills.
Okay. Wow, you're comprehensive.
Powers of attorneys.
Yeah, okay.
Healthcare directives, and depending on where we are, who we're talking to, VA benefits, and if there's contracts and agreements with retirement communities.
Okay.
This elder law attorney should probably have a look at these documents because there are some that are quite restrictive.
Right.
And there needs to be a complete understanding of this documentation.
Got it. And then point number three is?
You're going to want to go see your financial planner.
Okay.
Still part of number two. Go see your financial planner.
Okay.
You've got a big financial puzzle we got to get put together.
Right.
Okay. And number four is you're going to want to engage a senior real estate specialist, a guy like myself.
Got it.
Okay. Somebody who specializes in downsizing, specializes in working with seniors and has a complete understanding of the process.
Okay. And then is there a 5 point or is it the 4 points?
Well,
what's the fifth one?
Well, the bite number three.
Oh, okay.
Is understanding all your senior housing options.
Good. Okay.
Number four is the sorting and packing and downsizing of your possessions. And
okay.
I typically will bring in a specialist to speak for 20 to 30 minutes on that subject.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And then I come back in for bite number five. We talk about prepping your home in today's market.
Okay. And you're basically, the way I understand it, I was talking to you off air, is all of this activity from the seminar as part of your service just to sell a home, you offer that to them and get this coordinated, correct?
Absolutely.
That's a lot of work, Kirk.
It can be. It's very rewarding.
Yeah.
What I do understand is people don't understand the process.
Yeah.
And older folks, they're at a point where they don't want to deal with it. Yeah. And that's why they turn to me.
Well, not only that, but maybe not even understanding, but from my personal experience, they don't understand how big it really is.
Correct.
There's a lot to it. And if you're doing all of that, is that complimentary to get to the...
It's all a part of my service.
Wow. That's incredible. Guys, I'll tell you what. We're going to talk to Kelly here in just a second because we're moving over to reverse mortgage. But if you're thinking about doing this, you've got a specialist. You heard Kirk's story. If you're just coming in, make sure you go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. This podcast will be up there in perpetuity. He's coming from the heart. And he's had similar situations like my mom and dad. And when you get somebody like that that truly cares, yeah, he's making money off of this, but he's also, this service he's providing, I've never heard this before, any real estate agent that goes to this amount of work to help the elderly people, you know, make the transition. That's pretty cool. You want to give him a call at 206-850-4570. It's 206-850-4570. So, Kelly, we're going to be moving into the next segment with you. We talked about moving and transitioning. You're in. Now I want to stay in the home. Kirk, you mentioned about the financials. Let's talk about that for just quickly. What is it that you're providing at Golan Heritage?
Well, we provide reverse mortgages, and we've been specializing in that now for 11 years.
Okay.
That's all I do is reverse mortgages.
Okay.
I've been a loan officer now for 20 years.
Wow.
But I really have a lot of respect for the elderly, and my parents passed a few years ago. My mom had Alzheimer's for 11 years, and my dad had prostate cancer, and they went through their trials and tribulations, and I just like helping the elderly.
Okay. And we're going to get into that in detail here in the next segment, expand a little bit on Kelly's story as well. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a really good discussion about something that we've talked about before, and we need to continue to talk about here on the Home Matters show and address. This is transition, which I talked to Kirk Vokes about from Windermere Real Estate. He is a senior transitional expert. We went through all of that. Amazing the complimentary services he provides to help you make the transition to sell your home. Now we're talking to Kelly Hodson, who's from Golan Heritage Financial. And I want you to write, if you're thinking about staying in your home, we're going to talk about aging in place and reverse mortgages with Kelly. You want to give him a call at 425-830-3117. That's 425-830-3117. And by the way, Kelly brought this up, which is a really good point off air, which is this is not all just for your elderly parents, you baby boomers, because I'm way at the back end of that too. Some of you baby boomers might be thinking about doing this as well, because baby boomers aren't getting any younger either, right? So go back. I want to, because you kind of shortened it, but I know you're coming from the heart too, Kelly. So maybe just expand a little bit more on your story with your mom and dad and what got you into the reverse mortgage business.
Well, my folks passed a few years ago, and they had their health issues, and my mom had Alzheimer's. Yeah.
That's got to be hard, man.
It was 11 years of and they stayed with my sister, and that they were very fortunate. My sister was able to have them in her home.
Yeah.
Not everybody is that fortunate to have a sister that nice to take care of them.
Yeah. She's the same. What's your sister's name?
Natalie.
Big shout out to you, Natalie, for doing that. If you're listening to the show, I commend you.
So do I. Yeah. Every time I talk to her.
Yeah.
And so we were actually looking for a viable product to offer to folks with the downturn of the market in 2007.
Okay.
And we decided to start looking into the reverse and see if that was a viable option for us to start offering that.
Okay.
I headed that up in our organization. And we've been doing it since then.
Okay. Tell the listeners, the audience out there, what is a reverse mortgage?
A reverse mortgage is a loan against your home that allows you to borrow some of your equity. You don't give up the right to your home. You don't sell your home. Your name is still on the title of the property.
So you're not going to get kicked out or anything? That's
never
a big
get
fear.
Kicked out until you reach the age of 150 years of age.
Okay. Well, you guys, if you're lucky enough to do that, that's a good problem to have, I guess, if you have quality of life.
Yeah, well, that's it. You either want to have enough money and your health. And if you run out of either one of those, it's not a good thing.
Yeah. So basically, they're borrowing against their equity. A lot of the elderly or baby boomer have a lot of equity in the home. You set this up so they borrow. So what happens? They get a monthly payment or what?
There are several different options. You can get the monthly payment. There's also a line of credit that you can use, like any line of credit that you would have through a bank, where you pull money out as you need it.
Okay.
And then the third option would be where you get a lump sum of cash all up front at once.
Okay. And how does that, I know you're not a CPA, and I'm couching that. He's not a tax advisor. But let's say I've worked at Boeing, I got a pension or the military, and I also have, some Social Security, and I also have a little bit of 401, but I do need the reverse mortgage to supplement. How does that all factor in as far as like how I should take the money out and some of the tax stuff? I know you're not a CPA, but can you kind of speak to that? Because I think that's on people's minds.
I can, yeah. This is non-taxable income because it is not income. You are actually borrowing the money. You just have no personal liability to pay that debt back.
So you're not getting taxed on that at all?
Never.
Oh, wow.
In fact, my brother just took this out last summer. He's got a 401k.
Okay.
But he doesn't want to, he knows he'll run out of that. He took this loan out because you get growth on the line of credit where it's growing by over 5% right now.
Okay.
And he knows that he'll need it in about 10 or 15 years. And so he took it out now.
Take it out like as a lump sum in a line of credit?
No, he just took a line of credit that it stays as equity in your home.
Okay.
Until you pull some out.
So you pull it out. Okay. And I guess with the trends with the interest rates kind of climbing, that's only going to benefit him, right?
Exactly.
That's pretty good. All right. If you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. If you're thinking about this, this is maybe a good way to go. Give Kelly a call, Kelly Hodson and Golden Heritage Financial at 425-830-3117. I'm assuming your brother, what's in his 60s? We're not going to reveal his age.
68.
Okay. So he's not super old.
No.
That's a new 40.
Yeah.
Now, and so, okay. So he has that access if he needs it.
He's very active. He golfs a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens then? So you're borrowing against your home. Basically, the home equity is going down.
Possibly.
Okay. So
in our market, not so much, because if you're, if the value of your property is increasing by more than 5%, you're still gaining equity in the home.
I never thought. That's actually a good idea. Now, Kirk, I know. I always talk about, maybe you could talk about this real quick to amplify what Kelly's talking about. To me, I don't think we have a housing bubble. Because we're in a tech neighborhood here, and these people have money. This is why we have San Francisco prices here. I mean, there might be a slight correction, but I don't think it's going to be a crash. I don't know. What's your viewpoint on that?
Well, based on the experts that I read and hear from, there is not going to be any sort of crash from a bubble.
I don't think we have a bubble up here. I think this is unique. You have companies like Boeing, Amazon, Google. These guys, they're making big money, and hence the prices. So you have this equity gain, right, Kelly?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know Kirk, what are they gaining like in the last couple of years? On average,
the appreciation.
Yeah.
Depending on what neighborhood you're in, I think I can quote 12% a year right now and be fairly accurate.
Okay, so
at least greater Seattle area has been about 1% a month, depending on what price point you're in and what neighborhood you're in.
Okay, so really, you guys can go out and dance on the street. So whether you do Kirk's solution and go sell your home, you're going to make a ton of dough to transition, or if you use Kelly's solution for the reverse mortgage, even if you're drawing the money down, if your equity, equity in your home or appreciation is going up, you're actually kind of doing really well. It's like, how could you go wrong with that, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right on.
That's really good. Okay, so Kirk or Kelly, what's this process of reverse mortgage? How do you go about this?
Well, the first thing that I do is I have an in-home seminar with folks, okay, and I have them invite their family if they want their family members there.
Okay.
But I like to go into the home to look at the home to make sure. FHA is very specific as far as some of the things with the home.
Okay.
And I like to see what I'm up against right up front to make sure that if there's any issues with the home, I can actually personally take care of that. In many instances, I have been on my customers' roofs, cleaning their roof for them.
Wow.
Okay. Installing decks. And
so when we come back, I'm going to ask you about some of those things and also the retrofit to stay in the home, because I know you probably have some valuable advice there in addition to the reverse mortgage that you provide as a service, as
exactly,
far as the knowledge. We'll get into that. You want to give Kelly Hodson a call over there at 425-830-3117. That's your direct line, right? Goes
right
to you. So ask for Kelly. He'll answer the phone. With that, I'm Pete. This is All Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. Sales News. Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete, Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk. We're having a really, guys, this is, if you just joined us, you're coming in late on this, maybe just woke up or you're in a fog before your coffee, I would highly suggest, even if you're younger, this is something you got to start thinking about if you still have parents that are alive, or if you're elderly, or if you're a baby boomer like me and Kelly. And I don't know, Kirk, are you a baby boomer too?
Yes, I am.
I can tell. I didn't want to.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're all kind of sitting here in the same boat. It's something you really need to think about. So I would go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. This podcast will be there in perpetuity. This is something that you should listen to, and the phone numbers are in there. If nothing else, if you're thinking about this, give these guys a call. So if you're thinking about, hey, I need to move and transition, the market is like good right now as far as selling your home, making a ton of dough, and having that as part of your retirement nest egg for your transition. So you want to give Kirk a call, and then he's over there at 206-850-4570. If you want to stay in your home and you want to have independent living, I'm not a real big aging in place acronym nut, but just being able to be independent, do your own thing. You know, that's the American way. And you have your health and you aren't sick and tired of your home in Kirk's situation, then you want to give Kelly a call. You can speak to him directly at 425-830-3117. Okay, so Kelly, going back to the situation, so you talked about you come into the home and you kind of address things, and there's some things that may need to get fixed. So let's talk from there. Like, what kinds of, you said you're up on the roof sometimes.
Yeah, I've been on the roof. I've been under the house. I've been all over. I do what I have to.
And why do you do all that for fix-ups?
Many people don't have family that live nearby, okay, that can help them. They're embarrassed to talk to them about some issues that they may have. And so I facilitate to do whatever I have to in order to get the loan for them.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, let's talk about Kirk said. You're doing all that. I mean, you're doing that complimentary?
Just part of my service.
Wow. I tell you guys, I don't know about you, but if I was in this situation, these are the two guys I'd go to. They're doing a lot of stuff to help you out free of charge. I think that's pretty incredible. I know you're coming from your heart in that based on your mom and dad, you know, that experience. So that's pretty cool, Kelly. Okay, so that helps to get the loan because?
Well, FHA has requirements for the home.
Okay.
It has to be healthy and safe.
Okay.
So if they're missing, you know, a handrail going down a stair, I've installed handrails for clients.
So it's got to be like code, all to code?
And not necessarily to code.
Okay.
No, it just has to be.
But just safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Healthy and
so
safe.
So there are certain FHA guidelines. You know what they are as the mortgage person, and you're getting
correct
it to that,
yes,
that state. Okay. What about this whole independent living, aging in place thing? As we discussed earlier in the show, you know, the bathroom is a very dangerous place for the elderly.
Yes,
there's a lot. One time I read it's like 75% of all injuries occur in the bathroom. You know, the tripping hazards, the slipping, all that kind of stuff. So do you – provide guidance on that for installation of grab bars, removing of rugs and all that, or what do you do there?
No, I don't do that unless they ask me to.
Okay.
But that is not part of the safety issue as far as FHA is concerned.
Okay. So if they're talking about it, you could refer them out to somebody.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you probably have a list of vetted vendors that you can refer.
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So then they're okay. So the FHAs, they got this and they go through. How long does this process take? Is it a lengthy process and a lot of paperwork to get the reverse mortgage?
No, it's like getting any mortgage, really. It usually right now, it's about 4 weeks, 4 to 6
weeks. That's not bad.
It's not bad. Nope.
I think I could live that long. Okay. So it's a 4 to 6 weeks. And then you said they could choose the line of credit, the lump sum, or monthly payment, right?
Correct.
My dad did the monthly payment. So, by the way, guys, the other thing I know from experience, because I had to go through this with my dad 15 years ago, and my dad was a full-blooded Ukrainian, old European guy. And basically, I took care of him for the last year and a half or so of his life. And I'm from Olympia, and we used to build waterfront homes down there. That's hence why I kind of know about some of the stuff we talk about on Home Matters. And, you know, one thing he told me, he called me Piotr because that's Russian for Peter. And he said, hey, Piotr, he goes, if you ever take me to a nursing home, I'm going to shoot myself. That was his mentality. We had this big 7,000 square foot home right on the water in Puget Sound. And he built that with me with his own two hands. And he wanted to stay there. So I got him a reverse mortgage because he had Social Security. But what he did, I mean, it was kind of nice what my dad did. I mean, he basically told my mom, look, you max out all your stuff. I'll pay the bills. So I don't know how. Maybe he thought he was going to die first, and he did. But he was able to stay in his house. He did the monthly payment, so that got him what he needed. So I think the services you guys are doing, Kelly, is awesome to help people out like that. And the fact that the houses are appreciating and you could actually come out of this thing pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Okay. So, all right. So they get the reverse mortgage. You set this up. You said the loan takes like 4 weeks from start to finish. So you're going in the home, you're sitting down and talking to them. How do they, Kelly, other than like they're talking here on the radio, how do they find you? I mean, how do people normally get a hold of you?
Well, I a lot of my business is from referrals from other clients that I've helped.
Okay.
We do some purchasing of online internet leads kind of thing.
Okay.
And that's really what we've been doing. As I don't have a big presence where we used to do seminars years ago at senior centers, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So it's really a lot of word of mouth, and this show will help you too. And guys, here's the thing. The other thing too is for both these guys, for Kirk and for Kelly, it may not be you or your parents, but you may know of a family. So make sure you refer, let them know about these two guys and you know, how they can help you with that. So again, if you are looking to transition and you want to move out of your house and you want to take advantage of our San Francisco-style prices right now, call Kirk Vokes at 206-850-4570. If you want to stay in your home and you want it to be safe but you want the reverse mortgage and have the independent lifestyle, then you want to call Kelly Hodson from Golden Heritage Financial. Kirk is from Windermere, but Kelly's phone number is 425-830-3117. Kirk, thanks for coming on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate it also.
Thanks for telling your story about your mom.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Very good. And Kelly, thank you for coming on the show as well.
Thanks,
Pete. Appreciate it. And telling your story about your parents.
Appreciate it.
And big shout out. What's your sister's name again?
Natalie.
From Natalie. Big shout out to Natalie for doing what she did. I know that's a lot of work. My dad had full-blown dementia. He thought I was his father. I mean, it's hard when you go through those things. So. All right, that wraps this show up, guys. Really listen to what I had to say here and listen to these guys. Get this stuff taken care of. We are getting older day by day, and it will not stop. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.